Hello everyone, it's Gina, M0EBP, and I thought I'd do this walkthrough whilst I remember, because I've just done it this evening, some details about the Tigertronics Signal Link USB, because there's a little bit of assembly involved with getting it set up, so that's why I thought before I even plug it in the computer I'll do this walkthrough in getting it to that stage. The Signal Link USB is effectively a sound card for the PC that is built to work specifically on data communications. So it's not designed to play human voice or music, it's designed for radio digital communications. I know there's quite a few blind people attempting to get access to work in FT8, which is the new sort of digital mode that people are interested in. Has some interesting characteristics. I'm recording this March 2019, so all the information that I have at the moment are relevant to this time period. So to describe the unit, on the back plate you can feel four screws that hold the back plate on. They are Allen key or hex, I think some people call them hex screws, and you are provided with an Allen key to assemble and disassemble the box. So working from left to right, there's what feels a 3.5 socket. Oh, not sure if there's two there. It feels like there's two there. Then an RJ45. Now included in the package is a lead for your radio. So you have to specify which lead you want with the box. You get one lead with it, and you can buy others for other radios should you choose. And so the Signal Link end is an RJ45, and as it depends on what radio you ask it for to be supplied for, it depends on what is on the other end of that lead. There's another 3.5 socket, and then the USB lead connection socket for the supplied USB lead. So the in the bag with the USB lead is the Allen key and some little self-adhesive feet to put onto the unit should you wish. So that's the back of the panel, the back panel. On the front you'll find that again each corner contains the Allen screws. And working from the left, there's the power on button and power off. You don't need to feed it any power. It is fed from the USB port. There's two LEDs, and I think one is just to show that the unit is on, and the second one is it illuminates when the PTT is enacted, or you know, whilst it's transmitting basically. Then there's three rotary controls about half inch diameter, and they've got a raised mark on each of them so you can feel what position they're in, so nice and tactile. Okay, so you can buy, and it's that everyone suggests that you do so, also buy the plug and play module that is specific to your radio, because whatever you do with this you need to open it up and set the jumpers so that it will work with the specific radio you want it to work with. So at first I took the rear panel off, and those four screws just take the back plate off, and the board stays seated in the box. So what you need to do is just unscrew the four Allen screws on the front panel, and then you can slide the board out of the box. And there are ridges within the casing of the panel that the circuit board slides on, so that it does raise it slightly, you know, off the bottom, so obviously the bottom of the circuit board doesn't short on the bottom of the metal case. And if you feel the RJ45, it, you know, obviously when it's mounted on the circuit board, it's a block, it's roughly the middle of the back of the circuit board. Just behind that, a bit, it is nowhere near as prominent as the RJ45, because as you can imagine, they're quite tall things. You can feel a rectangle shape with a ridge down the middle. This is what Tigertronics refer to as JP1 jumper module socket. So if you've brought a plug and play module, you'll find that it comes in a little plastic box. It reminded me of buying a stylus for a turntable. And you can feel from the box, or the box that I had, there was a raised bit on one of them, and it had some tape over it, so you couldn't, so nothing would escape out of it, if you like. And in the opposite end, it, for some reason, it had a hole in a small round hole in the case, so that it could breathe. So peel back the tape that holds that, and then just use your finger to just pull that raised bit down, and the case opens, and slide out the component inside it. And it's very light. It's about 3/4 inch wide, and about coming up to two inches long. And you can feel there's a row of pins, two rows of pins on one side, and on the other side there's like this foam substance, and I believe from what I've read, it's a black foam. So what you need to do is gently peel that foam off the pins, and you'll find it's on a set of pins. Feel the RJ45 socket and feel behind that, and just slowly and carefully and very gently, because there's lots of warnings about bending the pins, and you could damage the signal link if you bend a pin and have it stuck in the socket. Then you need a new socket fitted, which the warranty doesn't cover that, as well as the plug and play modules at £10. So even if you just bend the pins, it's still like £10 down the drain. But you can, by touch, feel when the pins are in the right orientation. The module will just, even though it's very light, by the force of gravity, will just sort of fall in the holes if they're all lined up. If you can feel that, you know, one end is up, then obviously you've not got it in, and it might just need turning around. And you say, if you're very gentle with it, you can feel that that's right, and it to some extent falls into the holes, and you can feel that it's sort of laying flat. Then with your nails, or you know, the edges, the two edges at the narrow sides, just push it down into position. Then simply find the feel for the runners on the inside, or the grooves in the inside of the case, to slide the circuit board back in and do the four Allen screws back up on the front panel. And that is hopefully all ready to go for your radio. As I say, there's the USB cable and then the RJ45, which then plugs into the back of your radio. So wish you good luck with whatever digital mode that you are interested in exploring, and I will probably be doing further additions to using the signal link, and you know what is achievable for blind people in respect of, you know, digital modes, as some of us are keyboard junkies, and yeah, it's sometimes easier to sit and type than speak, and just adds another dimension to the hobby. So good luck, 73, take care.